This is Ali talking about the goal of yoga. I'm talking to you from the New Zealand Yoga Centre here in Marton. Today we're going to look at one of the goals of yoga, which is to reduce avidya. Avidya is a type of ignorance or lack of knowledge which can bring suffering and pain. There is a notion in yoga that underlying our consciousness are issues and things that we need to be aware of that can cloud our perception. And avidya stops us from being authentic. It stops us from knowing ourselves in a truthful way. These conditions are clichés, which in effect cause karmic issues. And once these issues are rooted, then they tend to reoccur like weeds in a field. You think you've uprooted the weed, and all of a sudden it's back. The first of these avidyas is the notion of the ego. When we identify with ourselves from the fixed perception of I am, then sometimes we can lose perspective. We become selfish. I deserve this thing. We become arrogant. I work hard, so I'm entitled to get this. And there is a strong sense of individuality and separateness that can keep us from seeing the truth. Unfortunately, when we build up the ego, it is like not being able to see the self truly. Others can see the ego in us, but we can't see it ourselves. It's like our own faces. We can't see our face without the help of a mirror, just like we can't see our ego without the help of yogic insights. And so when it comes to ego, we have to root it out. We've got to be aware of when our ego fulfillment, our ego consciousness is driving us forwards. Sometimes this ego consciousness is in a perpetual state of flux. We're always looking to fulfill something within ourselves. But when we stop and root out that ego depth, those ego roots, we start to see that we are all interconnected, that the individual self is limited, and that when we fear the loss of that limitation, that holds us back. We can do selfless service to a teacher, to somebody who is in need, as a way of overcoming the ego. We can give money to charity. We can help where needed in services like Meals on Wheels or the hospice. And so people who are entrenched in ego consciousness simply don't have time nor the inclination to work with that notion of removing or dissolving the ego. The problem is, when we have a fixed perception of ourselves, we become brittle. We are unable to take criticism, which limits us from improving, and we take pride in parts of the self which will one day be obsolete. It's important to uproot the ego in order to progress. And even if we keep it intact, it's important to know what's going on behind the scenes and to realize without any doubt that we are all implicitly interconnected. We all belong to the human race, we all belong to the earth. We all breathe the same air. and we all drink from the same water source. Taking time to dissolve the ego allows us to reduce suffering, the suffering that we bring to others and the pain and suffering we bring to ourselves. Another one of the avidyas is desire, to want something regardless of whether we need it or not, to feel that urge, that attachment, that craving for pleasure. And that means we become dependent on our favorite things in order for us to get by. This is a type of addiction which can bring around pain and misery, especially when we don't acquire these things or when they are in limited supply. The problem with the world today, especially the Western world, is our attachment to greed, to superiority, to entitlement, to this idea of wanting pleasure and thinking it is our right when the rest of the world suffers. So we become aware of our desire, our attachments, and understand that these inevitably can bring pain and suffering. To get past desire, we can contemplate the opposite. We can take a vow of silence. We can give up some of our luxuries. We can forfeit, like we're doing with the 40-day challenge, things that we've become dependent on. Pleasures and things we crave, once set aside, no longer have a hold of us. Another one of the avidyas is hatred or aversion. Feeling resentment, feeling a type of superiority to people or situations, things that we hate, it means that we effectively refuse to accept change. So we dig deep into the roots of hatred and understand that things like anger and passion can be positive, but hatred is really something that is going to bring happiness to others. It only ends in pain and misery. So we root out that idea of hatred within the self, of despising someone, or not liking them, or saying bad words against them. So, as I've mentioned, anger can be a positive fuel to help the emotions make change. The problem with hatred is that, in effect, we accept no change. We want things to stay the same, and so we hate the notion of change. Here in this universe, here on our little planet, change is constant. So if we're not adept at changing, we in effect create pain for ourselves. When we open ourselves up to change, we can also let go of hatred. The final one of the avidyas is fear and anxiety. Clinging and grasping onto things as they are, gripping onto life, clinging and fear of death, this results in problems. It results in issues, pain, and suffering. We are born, we breathe, we die. That is the natural cycle of life. And within that cycle of life, there is inevitable change. We face our fears, we release the grasp, we allow things to flow, and we allow ourselves to overcome fear by being courageous and open to change. Underlying all of these cliches are the base of avidya, of ignorance. And when ignorance is removed, these other issues are finally destroyed. Part of the goal of yoga is to know the self, to face that change is inevitable, and that being authentic being true is the only way that we can affect the goal of yoga. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and consider the idea of ego, desire, hatred, fear, and ignorance as the week unfolds. Om Namo Narayan, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. May peace be within us, around us, and flowing through the world.